I don't always just want to talk about what's happening bad in Chicago. I want to talk about the good that happens in Chicago also. Shay, Chi-Town, stand down. Did y'all know that the governor is investing somewhere between $100 and $275 million in private businesses over in Chicago in order to curb violence? Let's get into it.
Pain and the suffering that the people of Chicago have endured over decades, these are not just numbers or headlines. These are real lives.
Developing tonight, a new investment to fight the ongoing gun violence in Chicago.
It involves the city, state, local police, and community groups. WGN's Dana Rebick is joining us now with more details on this. Dana?
Well, all of these stakeholders say this is an urgent matter. Today, we learned the death toll from the 4th of July holiday violence continued to climb. A 17-year-old young woman who was shot in North Lawndale on Friday has died. These political and business leaders coming together to announce a very large investment in an organization meant to curb gun violence.
So one of the women that recently died, we were giving updated numbers of what was happening.
This weekend was brutal.
Of what was happening over the weekend in Chicago for the long holiday weekend, and over 100 people were shot and several people died. Actually, it was more than 20 people that died. Now that another woman has succumbed to her injuries as a result of all of this violence that's happening inside of the city. And please miss me, because I will never stop reporting on all of the nastiness that's happening. And I try to mix it in with a bit of entertainment to make it lighthearted. But the issues still remain in that people are still dying and succumb to their injuries because we won't get our cities and we won't hold our people accountable ultimately to make things safer. And we keep depending on somebody to come and save us, and you need to save yourself. Every life that's lost is a tragedy. Even if it was only one, let alone 100 in one weekend, that's crazy. Meanwhile, Mayor Mohawk over here was working from home, working remotely from the Essence Fest. He was over in New Orleans having a good time, partying it up and making sure that he had a good time. He said, don't worry about it. I'm online. Y'all can call me if y'all need me. He said, don't worry about it. I'm online. You can call me if you need me. I'm going to come back. I'm going to give a good speech.
Harsh.
Dozens of separate shooting scenes that left more than 100 Chicagoans wounded and 21 dead. The violence continued overnight. Five people killed in the span of 7 hours, including two men, one a tow truck driver who got into a shootout with each other in Roseland.
It's a tragic and painful reminder of the urgency of the work that we're here and all about, and how much more there is left to be done.
This room filled with lawmakers and members of the philanthropic community who have had enough.
Look at all of this giggling. It's a lot of giggling for the people that didn't have
enough. This room filled with lawmakers and members of the philanthropic community.
It's a lot of smiling, a lot of giggling, a lot of handshaking, and not enough sad faces for what I see happening. All of this looks like is politics as usual for me. They was just beefing. Pritzker and Brandon Johnson was supposedly going back and forth, and they was literally just beefing about what was going on, migrant crisis money, funding, initiatives, all of this stuff. And now it's a lot of, it's one too many smiles for this initiative initially that was basically like a funeral, right? It's almost like an announcement for all of these funerals as a result of all of the people that keep getting shot. This looks like business as usual to me. It's a lot of white men, black men, handshaking, hugs, big teeth. I don't like it.
Who have had enough. They are coming together to invest in a program called CVI, or Community Violence Intervention, a network of organizations committed to reducing gun violence by offering life coaching, trauma treatment, education, and job.
Everything but some more police officers. Chicago is short over 2,000 police officers. Over 2,000 police officers. Did we just hear life coaching? Hey, listen, if they just going to give out money for free, then we might as well go and get a bag. Because if they just doing all of this wild interview, if they putting up $100 to $275 million for life coaches, sign me up, boss. Sign me up, boss.
to Reducing Gun Community Violence Intervention, a network of organizations committed to reducing gun violence by offering life coaching, trauma treatment, education, and job training.
Two neighborhoods that have been at war for a while, been able to hire guys through the FLIP program on both sides of that conflict, visited two of the spots, and 3 months does not make a trend. But in the past 3 months, there's been a 50% reduction in violence.
The early returns on the approach.
Who believed that? Hey, who believes that there's a 50? They told us it was a 70% reduction in violence over in Oakland. Oakland is on fire. They telling you that there's a 50%. Man, who juking the numbers and who lying? If you'd have told me 3%, 4%, I might have even took that into consideration. They telling us that it is a 50% reduction in violence. Who believe that? Hey, who believe that? Who believe that there's a 50% reduction in violence in Chicago in 2000? Stop. Stop.
Have been promising. There's a Northwestern study that was published last November that found that those who had completed the CVI program were 73% less likely to be arrested for a violent crime in the following 2 years.
CVI started 8 years ago, and so far programming is in 37 of Chicago's 77 neighborhoods. But research has found they have only reached 15 to 20% of the highest risk individuals.
It is going to take all of us. In order for us to have safe communities, all of us have to put in real work.
The state of Illinois making a $175 million investment in the organization. CVI also announced it has reached a $100 million fundraising goal from the business community to expand their work.
Where is all of this money going? Okay, I just want to see a detailed report. Somebody give me a website. Somebody give me a pictograph, anything. So $175 million funded from one place, $100 million goal raised on this other place, we not talking about 275,000, $275 million that has been raised for this initiative. Where? Who, what, when, where, why, how? And how come ain't nobody told Anton from AntonDaniels.com so I can see where and document it and see where this is going? Where?
We are in this for the long haul. We will do whatever it takes, and we will not stop until children and families are able to live in communities without fear, trauma, and violence.
Did y'all know that the majority of monies that is allocated for charities and that y'all give in these donations, and I'm not telling y'all not to give, I just want y'all to be informed on what's going on. 90 to 95% of all of that goes to administrative costs. Salaries, buildings, cars, runs to CVS, lunch, entertainment, marketing, pamphlets, billboards. 90 to 95, sometimes even 96, 97% of all monies that is raised and donated go to costs associated with whatever the nonprofit is. Very few monies actually go towards the communities, the initiatives, and whatever it is that's happening within these places. That is a fact. Do your research. Look it up. I started paying attention to it. That's why I started giving my money to the streets and paying my tithes to the actual people that's out in the streets. That's why I have a budget every single month that I want to actually contribute, that I want to do for people or give away to people directly, because I don't trust these places, man, at all. You're not going to sit here and finesse me.
New here at 4 o'clock, a new plan to help prevent violence in the city and throughout the state of Illinois. This afternoon, business, philanthropic, and community leaders came together to announce a big investment aimed at getting to the root of the problem. Charlie Wojciechowski joins us now live with what all it involves. Charlie.
Well, Marion, this was an event to mark a milestone, the raising of $100 million by the Civic Committee here in Chicago to help fund anti-violence and community intervention efforts, but they say more will be needed. Now, this gathering comes on the heels of a very violent weekend here in Chicago. 19 dead, more than 100 shot, and more than 70 incidents around the city. The South Woodlawn shooting was at the top of mind for Arne Duncan, the former education secretary, and the head of Chicago CRED, a group that does CVI, or community violence intervention programs. He says they can curb gun violence and save lives.
It's a very dark and difficult and challenging time. This weekend is about as horrific as we can get, but with that reality, for me, it just redoubles our collective commitment to try and get us to a better place.
I don't want to go this alone. I don't want my officers to go this alone. And bigger than that, I don't want you to go this alone.
And hey, we need more police officers on the streets. We need tougher laws. We need judges and prosecutors to work together. It's plenty of jobs out there. It's plenty of people. Why y'all bring all of these migrants in there if it ain't nothing available? We're going to get to that part of the story, too. We definitely going to address that also. Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm. Subscribe to the channel and turn on your notifications. Let me.